It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
The third State of the State address from Governor Rick Snyder came this week.
The annual ritual where governors defend what they've done over the past 12 months and then lay out their vision for the coming year.
Just like what the president does with the State of the Union.
It's a night for official Lansing to step out. Zoe, some people actually buy new clothes right down to new shoes for it. There are receptions and parties afterward.
Which usually largely goes unseen by public, who tend to tune in for the speech and, you know, the response by the opposition.
Mm-hmm, a little bit of analysis, but really it's if they tune in at all. You know, the split screen TV signal
that allowed people to catch the speech and the Spartans basketball game
may be the greatest gift to this address since the teleprompter.
Which, interestingly enough, Governor Snyder somewhat famously refuses to use.
It does speak to the challenge that this speech in particular, but executive communications in general, present to governors.
It's long.
The speeches.
Right. It's just a laundry list of things. It's hard to keep people's attention.
And not just the TV audience, the radio audience, but the people in the room actually sitting there in the House chamber where the speech is delivered.
And so this year, the governor literally took it down a level.
He delivered his address from the clerk's perch on the dais of the State House of Representatives. It's down a level from higher up where the speaker presides over the session. He wanted to get closer to the audience. Really, he wanted to do it standing on the floor of the State House, walking around with a wireless headset, no notes.
That's our nerd, Silicon Valley tech company, you know, CEO style.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to be relating to his audience at eye level, but the room is actually so crowded. Right up front is the governor's cabinet, his family. He was told that there just wasn't the room for him to do that kind of executive communication.
Right. So a lot of pomp. A lot of circumstance. But really, Rick, how important is this speech? Of course, everyone in state government watches it or listens to it. We did. But does it really set the agenda and change minds?
Well, it is the bully pulpit, the moment when a governor commands attention. But, you know, in terms of persuasion, I remember, to name one, the 2005 State of the State address. Governor Jennifer Granholm, Democrat, trying to establish a common bond with Republicans. She is talking tax cuts, bragging on her administration's record, reaching out, and she delivers this line.
We have by far the lowest business and income tax rates we have had in over three decades, and it's about to get even more competitive. Come on. You guys can applaud that.
This is what happens when we can't find archive audio.
Right, right. But it just shows Governor Granholm trying to get her message across and doesn't get much. Mm-hmm. Now, Governor Snyder encountered this Wednesday night when he made his plea for bipartisanship after some really brutal partisan battles.
Right to work.
In last year.
I appreciate that people had different perspectives on this issue. And what I'm saying is, I'm going to work hard to find common ground where we can work together, and I hope all of you join me in doing the same thing.
Now, none of that applause is coming from the Democratic side of the aisle. Republicans who did the butt-kicking last year are clapping, not the Democrats.
And this makes me think of Ezra Klein.
The journalist.
Indeed. He wrote about this very thing last March in The New Yorker.
Oh, someone reads The New Yorker.
He said that there's this conventional wisdom that one of the greatest powers of a chief executive is the ability to deliver a message, you know, directly to the people.
The bully pulpit.
Exactly. Think FDR's fireside chats. And this was the thinking for decades. When a chief executive wants to persuade, change the course of events, that he
or she,
you know, decides a public campaign, speeches, that can bend things in a new direction.
Governor Snyder is trying to do that now with revenue for roads and bridges and dredging lakes. President Obama is trying to do that now with guns.
Yeah, and Ezra Klein says that maybe a president's ability to persuade isn't all that powerful. He looks to a Gallup poll that goes all the way back to 1978 that actually shows State of the Union addresses don't really change things that much.
In what way?
Well, that a State of the Union speech doesn't really move people in one direction or another. That was even true, you know, for the great communicator, Ronald Reagan.
Uh-oh. Better go to work on those relationships.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. Come on, you guys can applaud that.